treated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. And it's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, of course, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Richard Jackson, who's our guest, and we'll be with him in just a moment here. But at this point, I just wanted to comment that apparently President Obama is asking for $2 billion to be used to take care of an epidemic that has not yet come about. Now, when do you recall ever in time any president asking for large sums of money to deal with an epidemic that isn't here yet? Even when we had the swine flu epidemic during the times of Gerry Ford, at least one person had died of the epidemic before they actually started injecting the entire population. They injected about a third of our population, and I think 25 people died. 500 people got Guillain-Barré disease. Many of them were permanently invalided and incapacitated because of they were foolish enough to take the swine flu vaccine that was given back in 76. But now President Obama is asking for $2 billion because he says, you know, we're going to have another epidemic and we've got to be prepared for it. How does he know there's going to be another epidemic? Unless, of course, this is genetically created in one of our laboratories. And where do you think this entirely new virus came from? We've never seen it before. It is made up of a Northern American swine flu influenza virus and an Asian influenza swine flu and influenza virus and an avian virus and a human virus all wrapped up in one little package. And suddenly we lost maybe 100 people, maybe a few more than that. But suddenly this is not a severe epidemic by any standards worldwide. So why do they think there's going to be another epidemic unless they're planning on it? Would they put something into the vaccines that would be harmful to the public? Well, we know that they put chorioglandrotropin in the vaccines, and this is one reason why the world population is slowing down. And in the parts of the world where the people were foolish enough to accept the vaccines that were given only to women in childbearing ages so that they wouldn't get tetanus, but they didn't give it to the boys in the same ages, just for the women, and then, of course, when we tested it. And I've talked to doctors in both Kenya and the Philippines who assured me, yes, they did put the chorioglandrotropin in. It was a criminal act. It was an act against all of humanity to do such a thing, but they did it, and most people are totally unaware. Would you trust them if they would do that to the women in third world nations? What would they do to people in this country, especially when one of the major thrusts of American foreign policy into the elite is population control? And if you've never seen the Georgia Guidestones, where they call for the destruction of over 90% of the world's population, you can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and simply just pull down the part on the Georgia Guidestones and read what it says. And you can go there and see them and talk to the people in the area. Well, we're on another subject right now. But it sort of interlocks with this spiritual battle we talk about. We believe there is a spiritual battle going on for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And with us is Richard Jackson, who deals with spiritual matters. And Richard, I'd like you to tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and about the work that you do.
Hi, Dr. Monteith, and hi, everybody out there, my friends and who are our listeners. Yeah, there sure is a battle out there, and it's becoming very overt, and it's something that touches all of our lives in many ways. My introduction came about 25 years ago moving into a farmhouse, and the farmhouse literally came alive the first night with tables, movings, bangings, scratchings, and it was actually, it proved to be a multiple haunting. And it was a way of God welcoming into me, more or less, into my work. It was the result of a family that had been occupants who died of typhoid long ago, and for some reason, their fear, their perhaps not being allowed to be buried on hallowed ground, they were there. They were stuck in that purgatorial place, and along came other spirits to push, boss them around, and thrive off the energy and anxiety of those poor spirits in limbo. And there I was, not understanding that I was a true psychic medium. I had no idea. I was older and a single father.
So you are a medium. You can actually get in touch with the spirits?
I try not to. Is there spiritual communication? Yes.
But you can, if you really want to. I mean, if you actually put your mind to it, you can contact the spirits. And ladies and gentlemen, there certainly are people out there who can contact the spirit world. They're called mediums, but go right ahead, Richard.
One of the things, it's one of those dichotomies, Doctor. It's, I welcome people who are gifted and welcome people who want to progress and help their fellow man in the spirit world. Nothing, of course, is our weaponry any more than simply love, kindness, keeping a firm line, and prayer. But I also think that what's happening largely through the media is the problem is being so exacerbated by some of the shows on TV that you have kids and people who mean well, who are running around with cameras and tape recorders, inviting spirits into their lives for the sake of being able to be part of getting something on film or camera. And as innocent as it may sound, it has really stirred up a bedlam. And
well,
a lot of calls are coming my way about that.
Well, Chris, it's a very, very dangerous thing to do, to invite these spirits into your life, because you can become, certainly, some people are actually possessed by demonic spirits if they invite them into their lives. And people really do that, I'm sure.
Absolutely, and the thing is, it's not always one of those, oh, I left and I felt fine. In the spirit world, there's many levels. I think there's an expression in the Bible, there's many rooms in my mansion. Well, in the spirit world, there's this multiple levels of consciousness for not only human spirits, but certainly even the demonic. They do things in different ways, and they do things to trick and to fool. And what happens is, sometimes people feel the effects, not Hollywood style, but slowly their relationships deteriorate. Slowly, sometimes years later, all of a sudden there's a spiritual presence in their lives, and it came from an invitation through a Ouija board, through a seance, through going somewhere, asking spirits to please show up. And they show up, and they show up sometimes years later. And one of the things that I'm making some headway with people, and I think I'm not the only one saying it, one of the greatest effects it has on people is their emotional and physical health. It is absolutely dynamic the way spirits will take and harness the energy from people. Most people by now are familiar with that, things like cold spots and haunted houses. What it is are spirits vicariously, through their actions and deeds, sucking the energy from not only electrical sources, but from our bodies in order to actually be present, to make a noise, to make a bang on a wall. They don't have any energy. They're spirits. They take it from us.
Well, certainly this is not something that most people should be dabbling with. I think they should know that it's not imaginary. It's simply not something on television. But there really are people who can contact the spirit world. There's a program on the television called, you know, The Medium. And, of course, it's a story of a girl, woman named Alison Dubois. There really was a woman named Alison Dubois who did some of the things that are portrayed on the television program. She actually had worked for the district attorney. She actually was able to help catch the bad guys. But This is not something people should be doing. In fact, and my personal impression is that she should have renounced that gift, but she did not. But be that as it may, our guest today is Richard Jackson. We're going to be talking about his experience dealing with the spirit world, because, ladies and gentlemen, there is a spirit world, and this influences everything going on in our life today. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you concerned about the current strain of influenza spreading across the U.S.? At the rate this new virus is spreading, it's not a matter of if, but when it will affect each and every American. This virus is comprised of extracted DNA from the Spanish flu and has combined itself with the bird and swine flu, making it very contagious and deadly. The Center for Disease Control has made it clear that there are no vaccinations available to treat this new threat. What can you do to help protect your family? You need to visit WholeCure.com. WholeCure.com has flu survival packages starting at $24.95. These flu survival packages include everything necessary to help fight the flu and last up to 2 years of continuous use. The supplement functions as an immune system booster and is meant to rapidly improve your health to the point of overcoming the flu. Call 1-866-644-1933. That's 1-866-644-1933. Or visit WholeCure.com. That's WHOLECure.com. WholeCure.com today.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-223 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Richard Jackson. Richard, do you think there's more spirit activity today than there was, say, 20 years ago?
Profoundly more. They are being invited by more people. There's more anxiety and energy for them to benefit. You know, as we mentioned, the times, even as the Bible seems to foretell, there seems to be a change in the air, so to speak. And there is a war going on. And battle lines are being more or less drawn up. People's curiosity and the media hype is adding to it in one way. And the same thing that serves to enlighten us is also a tool where at times people are giving something more energy than it deserves. And it's kind of funny. It's a real dichotomy that my allies are mostly people in medical science and the clergy. And one of the things is we all have, you know, a common foe. We're looking for truth, and we're looking for brightness. We're looking for God's light. And there are things that want to stand in the way of God's light. There are entities that will take credit for doing things that they don't really have the power to do. And likewise, to be skeptical of them and to totally deny their presence is equally as harmful. So it's that fine line. You know, just like animals, there's squirrels, there's tigers, there's leopards. Spirits come in all forms. And one of the things that I found after years that I have to do is I have to leave aside as much as possible my ability to be a medium. And that brought me an understanding. If I'm at a person's house to help them, I often don't take a camera. That's the last thing I want to do is invite more spirits in. I don't want a spirit working through me or touching me unless it's the Holy Spirit, unless it's the spirit of God's love in whatever form it takes. I don't want an individual spirit channeled through me. No way. And one of the things I'm encountering is when people give too much credit to something, like the demonic, is it's as harmful as anything else. And I tell people that once they reach a certain point, and I've spoken to a lot of groups and a lot of clergy on this, and they appreciated what I had to say. And that is this. You don't always win a battle with a spirit. And God in his wisdom made it that way, because if it was that easy to draw a spirit in and get rid of it and banish it, well, then people would be inclined to do it all the time because they could always get rid of it. So sometimes we don't always win. Sometimes the spiritual presence is just too strong. It just doesn't seem to be able to be touched until or at such time as God's will deems it necessary for that spirit to now be vanquished.
All right. Now, basically, how does these spirits manifest themselves?
Well, for me, most spirits that actually come under the heading of people seeing them, taking pictures, having a feeling, getting a scratching or a sound, most of those spirits are the spirits of animals. Most spirits that actually get filmed or noticed are usually the spirits of the animals. They go on in their way, and for a while their presence simply has that echo effect without the body, and eventually they more or less leave. I have that gift of second sight. It's almost funny where I'll look at the geese and I'll blink my eyes and I'll see which flights of geese are there and which are geese that have recently died, and they for some years still feel that they still have that homing instinct. They're still flying forward. Second group of spirits we have is human spirits, who are so obsessed with either something on earth, whether it's feeding their addictions, whether it's something that was buried in their house or their property, or their children calling them back, which has happened, good people, and their children going, don't leave us, don't leave us, don't leave us. Mom decides to come back from heaven, and she now is an earthbound spirit for a while.
Well, now, do you really believe that these are human spirits, or could these be demonic spirits actually pretending to be human spirits?
That also happens much of the time. By the way, absolutely right. All of the time, not always, but some of the time, absolute trickery. And when people tell me, it's the spirit of a little boy, we just want him here to protect him, I look at them like they're crazy. First of all, I say, if it's a little boy, he should be in heaven. And if it's not a little boy, he shouldn't be in heaven or here, and you don't want it here. And most people, including myself, I might be right 98% of the time, But those 2% could get me in trouble. And I've already had the experiences of having my house set on fire spontaneously. I've been pushed by unseen hands on the highway on my way to do blessings. I have literally been in battle for 24 years. However, I'm also here and I'm okay, and my family is thriving.
All right, fine. Well, tell us then, how do you make a living, actually? Do you do this as an avocation, helping people who are under spiritual attack?
Yeah, what I do is, especially when it comes to people who are really in need, if they can pay my way, I ask them for it. If they want to make a donation, they do that. When I speak or I explain a story or show slides or anything like that in an event or give advice, I also do life coaching and talking to people about visualizing and simply being okay, then I get paid professionally, for my advice, more or less as a spiritual therapist. I always tell people, this is what I charge, pay what you can, I turn no one away.
All right, fine. Well, Sydney, now, then, as far as this is concerned, are these usually hauntings that you're using? Are these people who are possessed that you're dealing with? What is the majority of what you're doing?
The majority of what I'm doing is people sensing something is terribly wrong, and they disregard it, and now they begin to have signs, whether their children are having bad dreams or scratchings on the walls. That kind of stuff going on, bad dreams, and I usually am able to intervene, and I don't play with it. I don't come with a bunch of people and study it with cameras and photos. I come in, and usually the day or two later, if not right there, through prayer, I go through the house. I help any spirit there. I just assume there's often a mixed bag. And I ask, obviously, it's not me who really gets rid of it. It's me, with the trust of the family, serving as a mouthpiece, as a group, asking God's help. Usually it's going to be a Christian family. Of course we do it in the name of Christ. I often will say to a family that might be Hindu or Jewish or Muslim that I'm going to do mixed prayers, whatever you're comfortable with. If you in your heart, as you know God, want peace and light, then that's what we want to be restored. And I'm finding that God has no prejudice there. I'm about as effective in almost any household where people are truly good people and they've bought a house or they've come into a situation and it's really not of their doing. Sometimes it's just God's way of telling people that there are spiritual things in this world that we need to come together and stand together and get rid of, because we're all God's children, truly. And, you know, when we work together, I find that on the cases...
Hold that thought, sure. Richard. We're going to have to go to a break. But if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, give us a call at 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Do you believe in the spirit world? We'll be right back.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are remove without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you will understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Richard Jackson, and of course he's works with people who are under spiritual attack. And our telephone number, if you have a question, is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But, Richard, would you like to get your telephone number out, your website?
Absolutely. My website is actually under my name, but with a P, richardpjackson.com. And my telephone number is 203-387-7725. And I have in my website, for example, wonderful history of coming. There was a period of time where I went into the Gettysburg, Frederick, Maryland area, worked a lot with both ministers, historians, because of the Civil War and people's preoccupation there. There was an atrocious amount of hauntings and still are. So we did some great work de-haunting some of the museums, much to the amazement of some very skeptical people. So some of that's on the website, but the main idea here is that in the working with the spirit world, when people send something, the first thing to do is to not approach it with fear. Most people who have a presence in their house, I tell them the first thing, if it seems rather light, but they're just concerned, I tell them to open a Bible to Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. About 30% of the time, the activity stops right then and there. It's almost like a gift. It's kind of like a signal. Listen, we need some help. There's spirits here. They just need to be elsewhere. I find that kind of amazing that kind of percentages work. For other things, you know, what I do is hopefully work with prayer, with the family, as I say, to get rid of it and get at the key causes. And just because our time's limited, if I may, get to the heart of matters. I think one of the greatest attractions and also, let's say causes, but also the most vicious effects on the more darker side of hauntings is the sexual nature, often, of the attacks and the cause. when people have really been victims, actual possession is kind of rare, but oppression, which is pretty darn close, is not very rare at all. And I find that sexual abuse and incest are the biggest open doors with a proportion, with a percentage that is startling. We're talking 80-85%. If you scratch a vicious case, you're going to find sexual abuse.
And I've certainly found this in the people that I've known who came from satanic families. They were actually sexually abused when they were children and tortured many times in an effort to almost create a dissociative personality so they could separate that aspect of their existence from the rest of their existence. In fact, do you find that some of the people with these cognitive dissociative personalities are victims of childhood abuse?
Absolutely, and one of the reasons boils down to something where, our protective skin, so to speak, is the light we have. Call it the light of our souls that God gives us. But we have certain laws that all have to do with the common good. And sometimes good things, and good people, rather, experience bad things. It's just the way it is. I think there's expressions on that. Why do the good seem to get it? Why do the good die young? Sometimes we have an opportunity to serve our fellow man, and while we're going through an ordeal, it doesn't always seem so good. But sometimes it's very innocent people. Kids don't ask to be abused. But nonetheless, as they get older, what happens is that protective aura, so to speak, they have a memory in their brain. And we're all connected. We all are part of this collective consciousness where we're all really in the same family. So we're all affected. We need to be our brother's keeper. And sometimes we serve as teachers just by proxy. What happens when people go through abuse is they actually have an area in their body, usually around their neck or stomach, that the aura, so to speak, the etheric aura, the body's protective shine, has literally an empty spot. And spirits find it, they can literally spot people from the expression a mile away. And they know right off, just like any victimizer, who's ripe to victimize. And anybody who's been victimized and knows what it's like to, for a moment, have no one help them and be powerless, keep that in their memory. And the memory kind of has its ripple effect in their etheric aura. And until that's shut down and healed entirely, they're always going to be vulnerable for more abuse and more spiritual abuse.
Well, I certainly agree with that concept. Well, let's go ahead and now, how often are you called out to help people? Is this something that you're busy with full-time, or do you have another occupation?
At this point, this is my life's work and has been for about 15 years. I would probably be 10 times busier. I've had to keep it manageable because I'm recovering from a long-term Lyme disease, which... much can be said, I'm sure we're in agreement on, about the way some of the medical things are probably taken care of or handled. Lyme disease can be pretty vicious and has many co-infections. But I am getting better. And in the course of a week, I probably handle about 5 or 6 people individually that I will either go to their homes or meet with them. And I'd say an average of about once a week, I either do a blessing or exorcism on a home or person.
All right. Now, you mentioned that you were working with ministers. Do ministers actually come to you when they've encountered these programs and don't know what to do with them?
Absolutely. And a lot of it is by, the word is bilaterally and vicariously, people who know other people and ask names. So people, know me from the years I've been doing this. And I find, especially from, the Methodist, Lutheran area, the Catholic priest, evangelical, Bible groups, people I know pass my word on, go, hey, you know what, maybe we could call that guy Richard. He did really good by my cousin, and that's really how my name goes out. And also, I've had a lot of radio shows and appearances on TV, and people often will mark my name and say, I don't know why, but I put your name in a book, and 2 years later, I realized why, and they call me.
Well, of course, the thing is that to a lot of people, this thing sounds so ridiculous, they're certainly not going to even think about going to somebody who actually works as a medium. But do you actually feel that you work as a medium, or are you working certainly by calling on the power of the Lord?
Absolutely. I would say that my ability to discern is kind of a shortcut. It's a tool in the toolbox. I only believe that what I do is act as a conduit for God, for God's, you know, hand, so to speak. I always call upon those who work in the highest authority, only those who would bow and be given full grace and authority to God, to Christ, to the holy angels. If it's a house where I need to say another name as they see God, I have no problem with that, and they usually don't either. And I find I'm probably about 90% effective, and I'm only as effective as God answering my call. If I thought I was going in on my own ability or simply because I'm a psychic or a gifted person, I would be guilty of most of the people out there who do not know what they're going to find out, because they're going in based on an ego gratification. And the day I do that is the day that my life really takes a turn down to the dark side.
Amen to that. Well, of course, it's really a dangerous thing that you're doing, encountering these spirits and taking them on. And certainly many people have done what you've done and have really had real personal problems and come under actually demonic control themselves.
And that happened to me before I ever did this work. When in my young 20s, I moved into a house, and at that point, I was a substance abuser, and I got a lesson that years later taught me how dangerous it is, and how vulnerable we are when we either invite, when we leave ourselves psychotropic drug wide open, when we dabble, or anything else. I think a lot of things I did in life prepared me. I lived in such a way, even the neighborhoods I grew up with, where I knew you could not show cowardice. You might lose, there might be something to fear, but you can't show it. Have to walk in feeling that God's grace has brought you there and you're there to do a job.
Okay, well, I guess it's Richard Jackson. If you have a question, 1-800-259-5791.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
Survivalistseeds.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and our guest is Richard Jackson, and certainly if you're out there, you have a question, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Well, Richard, when you talk to people about this, are most people rather skeptical of it? Do most people really realize that there is a spirit world and that there really are these spirits that can come and actually plague real human beings, just like it says on television, on the movies, only this is real?
I would say that I run into a rather small percentage of skeptical people. It's almost a non-issue with me. And sometimes there's crowds, if I'm speaking, whether it's 30 people or 300 people. I just don't seem to run into a whole lot of skepticism. I think the nature of people believing in the possibilities and in the actuality of the fact that, you know, our consciousness goes on, but there's a whole lot of other things that we don't understand, and it exists just like radio waves or radiation. Just because we don't see it all the time, its effects are something else. And quite frankly, a lot of people, because of the intensity of the spirit world's exertion on our world now, more and more people really are picking things up in photos, not intending to, or just seeing things. And more people overwhelmingly now believe in a spirit world, in earthbound spirits, in a demonic entity possibility. Much more believe in it than do not believe in it.
All right, right now we've got Sergio calling from New York. Hi, Sergio. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you, Dr. Stan?
Doing fine. You have a question for
Richard? Yes. Hi. Well, I have a comment, and then I guess the question would be, well, my comment is, I'm having a hard time making this biblically sound, what he's speaking about. First of all...
Well, I understand your concern.
Why
don't you ask him? You go ahead and ask him a question.
Well, I mean, you're talking about geese, you know, animal spirits, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds a little, I don't know, what, shamanistic, or it doesn't sound Christian or biblical. I'm a Christian.
Okay.
And I had a family member who was a medium, and I do believe in spiritual attacks and all that. In fact, I won't go into it. But anyway, I definitely know that it does exist, and that we are being attacked on many times on all fronts, but you know, family and individual and everything. But I really, where do you get your beliefs as far as your spiritual beliefs in the spirit world? You seem to be mixing a lot of different religion. You made the statement that you don't have any problem with someone in a Hindu or a family other than Christian, saying prayers, and you think God hears those prayers and everything. It doesn't sound very Christian.
All right, let's let Richard answer
okay.
that. Go ahead, Richard.
Fine.
I believe that I call it an accident of birth. I believe, I'm using this as an example. It's a little girl tending her farm in Nepal with her Buddhist family. And accidentally there's an avalanche and she passes away. She's a Buddhist. Is she going to heaven? You bet she is. And I think that one of the greatest harms in the world, and I call it diabolical, is people thinking that their particular way of thinking is the only pipeline to God. It is absolutely, probably, the greatest tool of diabolical and evil is for us to have that sociopathic entitlement that if we call God this name or that name, we get entitled, but others don't. And I work multi-faith, and the proof is in the pudding, and I have to do it that way. I do not believe that anybody whose faith is different than my own has somehow is a lesser soul or a lesser being. I just don't like it.
Okay, Richard, well, we're out of time, and Sergio, I want to thank you so very much for calling, and Richard, thank you so very much for being with us, and I wish you well.
My pleasure. God bless everyone.
Bye-bye. Well, of course, our caller from New York certainly brings up a very valid point. And the reason I wanted to have Richard on is because I think he's a very sincere individual, and I think that he may be able to help some people. But as a Christian, I believe there's one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ. And what about this little girl in Nepal? Well, I do not believe there's a lot of ways to God. Either that or the Bible is lying and Christ lied, and which I do not believe at all. I believe that there's one way to God. I think you have to understand that there are people out there who can contact the spirit world. But this is not something you want to do, and I personally believe that people who have this capacity should renounce it. Certainly, if you've not heard my interviews with Joanna Michelson, who was a medium, well, you need to get it. We have a 4-tape set called The Supernatural. We have her book, The Beautiful Side of Evil. There is a spirit world there. You can tap into it, and you do not want to tap into it. And the only thing that is going to counter that, is to actually claim the name of Jesus Christ, not the claim of God or the angels, but the name of Jesus Christ. And I have been under demonic attack on more than one occasion, and I believe this is the only thing that's protected me. But I want you to understand there is this other world out there. There are ways to look at it. But you have to understand that many of our political leaders today are under demonic control. And this is really what's driving us towards the destruction of the society, towards creating new and terrible diseases that are going to kill hundreds of millions, if not billions of people, towards the coming nuclear war. There really are powerful spiritual forces out there that want to destroy America, and some of them are working at the highest levels of our government. So if you want to get our material on the supernatural, let me suggest Malachi Martin's book, The Hostage to the Devil. Hostage to the Devil is the story of five exorcisms, and his 4-tape set entitled The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, the 4-tape set on the supernatural, and the book The Beautiful Side of Evil. And there's so much more at our website at RadioWD.com. But then to put things into the perspective as far as what's going on today, you need to get up my book, Brotherhood of Darkness or the DVD and watch that. If you can't afford it, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. It's posted there for nothing. Of course, we really would like to have you see it on the big screen and of course, to go ahead and get this into other people's hands. They have to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And the idea that there are lots of paths to God, that's Oprah Winfrey, that's the devil's own line. And I hate to disagree with my guest. I give them the opportunity to say what they want, but I think that Sergio, calling from New York, well, I'm glad she recognizes what's going on. Now, if you haven't seen my talk on the Financial Armageddon, it's a new DVD, and it comes with a syllabus. You can get the syllabus with or get the talk with or without the syllabus. But it goes into the background of what's really going on today. And the spiritual forces which are moving us to a truly financial Armageddon. And the destruction of the value of our currency and the impoverishment of our people. We have, of course, our talk on the financial tsunami. We gave it about 3 years ago. And, of course, it comes with a syllabus. And all the things we told you were going to happen have come to pass. And I'm not happy that they've come to pass. But I think you need to have the historical perspective. You need to understand what's going on today. And you need to make plans for yourself, for your family, and then help us reach others across America so they will understand that terrible times lie ahead. And what's the solution? Well, a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. If you've not yet seen the DVDs, The Final Countdown with Pastor Billy Crone, we recommend that. That's The Final Countdown with Pastor Billy Crone. There are 10 DVDs, and we have other DVDs he's put out, like the RFID. And the beauty of these, of course, is they have a lot of videos that have been put out by, say, the people who manufacture the RFID chips. They'll tell you exactly what they're intending. And it is so incredible that you couldn't believe it unless you actually saw their DVDs. And I think Billy's done a wonderful job. If you'd rather get it on CD, or you'd like to get have it on CD so you can listen to it in your car, and then you can come home and watch the DVD, we call that Countdown to Armageddon. That's a 5-CD set. We'll have the full set here before long, but right now, Countdown to Armageddon Part 1 is available. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's it.